Greetings, you're with Paige Estrotori, and this is your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're providing you with the latest industry news from Australia. As we've seen, soaring temperatures aren't the only thing on the rise in Australia. Energy expenses weigh heavily on households nationwide, despite attempts by government subsidies to alleviate costs. Our fellow citizens are grappling with an average annual energy bill of $408. The bad news doesn't end there, with 27% of families listing energy bills as their primary financial stressor, as per a recent Finder study. However, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Energy expert Chris Medikian has shared some tips for savings, including recommendations like unplugging devices when not in use, using cold water washes, and optimizing fridge placement. Targeting devices like toasters, vacuum cleaners, washing machines, and more could help us make a big impact on our energy consumption and, in turn, our wallets. Now let's shift focus to another sector as we dive into the nation's fiscal challenges. More specifically, the eye is on the potential tax reforms being considered by Treasurer Jim Chalmers. The focus is on high-value superannuation accounts, which are expected to cost us an eyebrow-raising $55 billion this fiscal year. These potential changes will surely shake up Australia's financial landscape. While many believe it's a much-needed measure to sustain essential services, critics worry about potential negative impacts, particularly on those nearing retirement. Speaking of finances, let's talk about Australia's retail sector. High inflation rates have overshadowed sales growth by 2.8%, yet Australians are still anticipated to spend a hearty $1.3 billion this Boxing Day. This marks a 1.88% increase from last year. With some businesses seeing up to two-thirds of their annual profits spring from festive sales, the season statistics could decide the fates of many businesses. Some analysts predict an interest rate cut early next year, something which the Australian Retailers Association believes could fuel consumer confidence. However, with our central bank maintaining rates in December, this prediction remains speculative at best. Notwithstanding, sectors like accommodation are set for booming business, signaling robust, albeit cautious, consumer spending. Finally, we're witnessing significant shifts in Australia's restoration industry. The latest to join the movement is RAC Insurance, partnering with RIA Australasia. This is a part of a wider trend in the industry towards enhancing standards and professionalism, with climate considerations driving partnerships and alliances. An inaugural code of practice is set to launch next year, promising to improve claims management and streamline service operations. Well, that wraps up your financial news for today. Remember, for all your needs related to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, you can always trust our experts at Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed. Until next time, this has been Paige Estrotori. Over and out.